most influential station in New York State. AM 1460, WVOX. 1460 WVOX.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Steve Mayo. Opposite me, Lou Felicione. We are co-hosts of the Lou and Steve Show, Mondays 5:30 here at WVOX 1460 AM. We're talking to Joanne. Joanne, please finish your point.
Hi, yes, I will finish it, and I won't. I have three things, but I'm only going to say one, give you guys a break, and all the callers a break.
Well, see if you can put them into one sentence.
Oh, wait a minute.
Indecipherable. Go ahead.
My son, I'll try real hard. But to Bruce's point about getting the younger Republicans in, and yes, a fact. However, don't forget, guys, we live in Westchester County, A, and B, in New York State. So is it going to really happen? Not really. My son went to, for 5 long years, to Pace University up there in Pleasantville, or wherever it is. Okay.
Yes.
And they did put in a couple of friends of his, and they did, there were about 4 or 5 of them, try to implement back in the Young Republican Club.
Yes.
Young Republicans. And you know what? It didn't go over. It did not fly big. Well, there was a Kennedy there at the time.
But, you know, the initiative was good and necessary. We have to do it again. Believe me, we can win converts. We can win elections. I'm not saying we're going to be a conservative leader in the nation, but we can be impactful, and we can make our legislature pay attention to reality and not engage in these fantasies like a locality is creating housing with no budgeted money and overruling zoning and planning rules. That's not the job of state government. The state government have a very clear responsibility in public education. So what's the issue there? Very good point, Joanne.
Real. You're right. You use the word real. And I just tell you real quick, I was driving somewhere for about an hour.
Yes.
And I heard that her giving that speech.
Yes.
And I mean, I don't know who she thinks she is. Anyway, you guys take care.
Very little.
Be well. And I'll be listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you so much, Joanne.
Let's go on to our next caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Lauren. Lou, Uncle Lou. He's my uncle.
Hey, Lauren. How are you?
Doing good. How are you, folks? Real quick, I just wanted to ask you folks a question.
Go ahead.
What is your intake about the whole demon statue that was put up on the courthouse? I think about, a month or two ago? It's okay for them to put all of these things in this pool and for these children to learn about strands and for them to be able to cut their genitals off. And it's okay for these teachers to influence these children for that. But yet, they're sitting there and they're worshiping a demon. Pretty much.
I'm not familiar with the issue. Can you repeat the word?
Repeat that again, Lauren, because you were breaking up and we didn't hear it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I work in Harlem, so hold on a second.
Okay.
I said, how is it okay that they have this demon statue outside of the courthouse in New York, but then, again, they're sitting there saying that it's for the kids and everything, for them to be transparent, for equality, diversity. But at the same time, though, they're sitting there and worshiping a devil, the demon that's sitting on top of there.
I wasn't familiar with that incident. But I believe you. And you're saying it's a demon, like a devil, a figure of evil.
It is a demon. It's actually, if you look at Madonna, I think like 2 or 3 weeks ago, she had her hair in like these braids, and she was dressing like that as well.
Remarkable. And where is the statue? Not that I want to encourage attendance, but where is it?
I believe it's in the courthouse, but
Which courthouse?
Oh, so I'm from Florida, and I don't know nothing about New York City. Okay.
We'll certainly look into it, but let me just respond very briefly. I want Lou to get in. I would just say, generally, I wouldn't be surprised if this were a new permanent exhibit or a temporary exhibit, because let's face it, the state legislature of New York State has given up control of the schools. They've left it to these supposedly independent school boards, which are a very good idea in theory. The community should control the school boards. But when school election turnout, Lauren, is less than 10%, that, you know, in a presidential election, commonly it's over 50% of the voting age population votes, even way more. In school board elections, people take things for granted, the greatest danger in democracy, and less than 10% in New Rochelle, I can say with some authority, vote. That's nothing. That means the other 4/5 of the half are not voting. They don't care. They don't pay attention. You're absolutely right, but let's face it, While the cats are away, the mice are at play. It happens.
Of course.
We can't let these ideologues take over our schools of the left
of
any
course.
More than we should have let religious fundamentalists take over
yep.
150 years ago.
Exactly. I agree. Well, I'll tell you.
Lauren, here's what I want to say. You know, where you live in Florida, you have the best governor. Ron DeSantis is unbelievable. There's
rare.
Nothing to knock about the man. The man carried every county in Florida. He
yes,
got
he
cross, and for to win an election, you have to be
yep.
able to get crossover votes. He proved that a Republican
yes,
get crossover votes. He carried Miami-Dade 305. He carried he carried that, and he carried all those cities or whatever like that, and the counties in those counties. He shows that he could run. So how do they knock him? They say, well, he's against the kids learning in school or whatever. It's such bull what they do. And it's funny, you mentioned about a demon. The demon to me here is the Democratic, left-wing Democratic people who are putting these things out there, negative things about everything or whatever. We should be uniting instead of dividing. And that's the problem here. That's what has to be done.
Uncle Lou, you just took my words out of my mouth completely.
Well, your uncle is smart. What can I tell you?
Of course you are. You guys,
what a family.
You guys are great.
All right,
thank
you, Lauren.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. All right.
Much appreciated. Well, Lou, to your point, we're maybe attracting younger listeners. Doesn't hurt that she's related to you. Nothing wrong with that. I have some relatives out there. Maybe by accident, one of my kids will be listening to the show someday. Or one of their friends. We can learn from each other. But I think the point is valid. From Lauren, such excesses are possible. I'm saying, first the public has to become aware, start voting, organizing, joining the appropriate party, and then start electing legislatures who don't go around spending everybody's money on things that are not necessarily part of the state or federal constitution, and really concentrate on what is in the constitution of most states, Lou, which I believe is public education, policing, safety, zoning, and planning, the classic requirements of local government from Alaska to Alabama. That's how it should be. And so that's what I see.
I can't disagree with you, Steve. I cannot.
Our number is 914-636-0110. I don't think we have another caller right now, but I will correct, thanks to Bruce's Southern correspondent. I did quickly look up the question of Silicon Bank. And also the question of cryptocurrency, and will public funds be repairing those who've unwisely invested in cryptocurrency? I did a quick research, and I believe the caller through Bruce was correct. I might have gotten my signals wrong.
Me too.
So please don't sell off your shares in anything till you check with
yes.
your investment advisor, not from two guys from WVOX.
Yes, yes. I heard that on the radio today.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things that bothered me, because I'm saying, how can we afford to be doing this? How can we be doing this? It didn't make any sense to me. That's when I heard about it. I said, you know, just stuck in my head.
Sure. And crypto or no crypto, I believe the federal government, never mind the $250,000 guarantee, that's a matter of law. I'm not arguing against it. It's probably good security. It shouldn't be beyond that. Risk should belong to that person who risks it. We shouldn't nationalize it or make it a public responsibility without discussion and debate in the legislature, in this case, the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, not through the mind of the president. It's not his prerogative. I don't care if it's executive order or otherwise. He's already giving our money away, Lou, to pay for college educations.
Exactly.
I'm all in favor of college education for the right people. And if you can't afford it, I do believe, Lou, American citizens should have some help.
College.
I do, if you're in need.
Yes.
Not people like me and most of the people I know in the best parts of New Rochelle. And that's fine. That's our contribution to this great social welfare project combined with Republican democracy, the United States. But I don't believe that's the prerogative of the president. I don't care if he's Republican or a Democrat.
I agree.
So we're looking for callers, 914-636-0110.
We got Chris on the line.
Oh, pardon me. Chris, please jump right in.
Hey, hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey,
how you doing?
Chris.
Yeah. Happy St. Joseph's Day, Lou.
Yeah, you too, huh?
Oh, is that
your
right?
Chris, is your audience...
Go ahead. Is there a parade? I want to know. Is there a St. Joseph's Day parade?
No, I don't know.
There's a Zeppelin, though.
Maybe in Eastchester we might have one.
Hey, it doesn't take much for you guys to have a parade in Eastchester.
Yes, I know. Yeah, did you order your Zeppelins and Fringes yet?
I'm waiting for you, Chris. Set that ball, huh?
Yeah.
So what do you think about the banks? Is there something that troubles you in this process?
Well, yeah, naturally, yeah, it is. The country is in very, very disabled, what can I say, very uncertain circumstances, you know. So everything that happens gets blown up into a big thing.
Exactly. No doubt.
You know, so there's an exaggeration.
Well, let's face it, what did we learn from history? It's confidence in our banking system. If you've been to my local bank, you wouldn't have so much confidence lately, but that's another subject. But confidence in our political system and the integrity of the executive, legislative and court branches of governments at all levels, very important. So your point is valid.
Very important. Yep. But anyway, what's the topic today?
Well, we started on the wide variety of subjects, the government guarantees of banks. We're coming to a break. If you'd like to stay over, you've got the field.
Hold on.
Hold your ground, Chris. We'd love to hear from you. This is the Steve and Lou Show here on WVOX 1460, Mondays, 5:30. We'll be right back.
WVOX at 1460 for Harrison, Rye Brook, and Larchmont.
1460 WVOX.
I'm Steve Mayo. Opposite me, Lou Feliciano. We're on weekly Mondays at 5:30. We're talking now to Chris, basically about everything under the sun. But Lou has a question for you, Chris.
Go ahead, Lou.
Chris, I want to ask you a question here. What do you think about DeSantis going to Iowa? You think it's his ploy to stopping?
You mean DeSantimonious?
DeSantimonious, yeah.
Oh, now you're quoting President Trump, huh?
Yeah.
Right. Now,
it's a chance for the first Italian American president.
Oh, of course.
That'd be interesting. Well, you know,
instead of a chicken in every pot, she's got all them beans in every pot, right?
But anyway, I'm not a big fan of his, actually. I mean, I have to, you know, I didn't like his shipping the immigrants around. I wish he would have, you know, made us, didn't do it randomly and would have made arrangements to do it rather than just, you know, he's a little bit of a stuntman, but, you know.
Do you think, Chris, that, you know, you look at his last election governorship, he carried every county and the whole state of Florida.
Well, Florida.
He carried a lot of heavy Democratic places in Florida.
Right. Yeah.
He carried.
Yeah.
And you have to, to be strong, you have to have somebody who could get crossover votes. You don't win unless you get crossover votes. Right. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
And he proved that he could get crossover votes. You think, I know that you don't care for Trump and I understand that, but do you think that maybe that might be the best choice with him and Nikki Haley?
Him and Nikki Haley together? I would consider him against Trump. See, the problem I have with Trump, Lou, is no matter what you say about him, good, bad, or he enjoys it, even if you criticize him, okay? So, you know, that's the problem I have with attacking Trump, is that I know that he enjoys it.
Yeah. Well, you know,
as long as he gets attention, he doesn't care if it's good, bad, or indifferent.
But you think a ticket of DeSantis and Nikki Haley would be a good ticket?
I'm not sure about I can't commit to that yet. I mean,
Chris,
I would consider it.
Are there any Republicans out there who you would favor?
Yes, of course. Yeah, as long as they're never Trumpers, I certainly would consider
them. So give me a name. Feeling specific.
Well, yeah.
You have one in
Utah. What's his name from Utah?
Romney?
I, Romney. Yeah, guys like that. No, there are a lot of good Republicans that I would consider.
Well, if you have a strong recommendation, send it this way.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
Much appreciated. Chris, thanks, as always, for the call. Deeply appreciated. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Chris.
I want to just fill in from the beginning of the show. A, I shouldn't have been talking about cryptocurrency and Silicon Valley Bank without complete information. My apologies. Lewin, I apologize.
Apologize to Nevada, too.
I got my MBA at a skee ball party in Long Beach, Long Island, New York, many years ago. I do not have an MBA. But seriously, that was just errant information that came my way. I do think, however, SV Bank, to my knowledge, Silicon Valley Bank, like most major institutions, and I believe they qualify, committed some other mistakes, namely participation in ESG. That's a global movement, environmental, social, and governance objectives and goals that the globalists out of Switzerland and Belgium and Vienna and all those wonderful international capitals in Europe are trying to push on the general society, not of just their countries, which would be of no objection to me, but to the world, Lou, the world economic community. They're trying to make every institution follow the same woke and progressive and leftist policies represented by those ESG, that acronym there. And if you're not sure about it, go to the bank. Next time you're in the bank and you can't get the loan you want, ask them if possibly it has something to do with their subscription to this foreign theory that is just, to me, a lot of wild left, hard left socialist hokum. I don't think it's what banks should be doing. Bankers and bank customers and bank companies should be doing good by their employees, by the public, and be as progressive as you want. But don't give us this this bland objective of governance in ESG policies when they don't have anything to do with the bank's prime goal, which is making money for depositors and shareholders, Lou.
I agree.
So
you cannot disagree with that.
I think that's what has the future also. Something else to be considered in the future is, what is the latitude we're giving to public prosecutors? In New York State, we've got an attorney general. We've got a district attorney in New York County, which is known as Manhattan to most people, who is interested in pursuing President Trump for his involvement with this topless dancer or a balloon dancer, whatever she was. You know what? If Trump did something wrong, let the cards fall where they may. In my opinion, Lou, his transgressions, whatever may involve this woman, pale beside the transgressions of other presidents, Republican and Democrat over the years, carrying on with spies, as was true of one of our hallowed presidents, and carried on with all sorts of women, some of them awfully young, as a recent president got involved in. I don't think we should have prosecutors going wild and flying off the handle just to advance their political careers. I don't think it'd be right anyway.
I'm going to say it. People are not going to like it, but I'm going to say it. Letitia James.
Yep.
Everybody knows how she went after Cuomo because of that, and she also went after...
Absolutely true.
Went after... Donald Trump, President Trump.
That's a very good point.
Letitia James did this.
You're right.
So let's say the truth here. The truth is the truth.
Yeah, you're right. It's a very good point, Lewin. I wish I'd thought of it. She's a nonpartisan self-career advancer.
Exactly.
She wants to cut off anybody who's a Democrat or Republican opponent or a perceived enemy of hers to pursue her own advancement. I think that's illegitimate. I don't think the public dollar should be going to that. Not when we have record crime in the city of New York. And I can tell you, if it's bad in New York City, it's bad in the upstate cities, the formerly wealthy cities of Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse, with disgraceful unemployment records and very sad social welfare structures. That's where the public prosecutors should be addressing, not these little silly affairs of the past.
Exactly.
If you ask me. Well, Lou, what are you going to talk about next week? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. I've got to see what's happening in this next week. What's going on?
Let's see what the Daily News and the Post are reporting next week. But I can tell you, Silicon Valley will not be out of the news. The bank and what led it to its apparent ruin. Everybody will be talking about it. And I'm sure we'll be talking about President Trump.
One thing I want to say, and it goes to every show we do, the best thing is that we can sit and talk about these things, work these things out. That's the best thing. If you can't come to the table, you're not going to work nothing out.
greatest garden we have here for basic freedom. And I'm thankful for everybody who participates in it. Thanks, Lou. Thanks for a great show.
All right. Great show, Steve. All right. Nikki behind the glass. Great. All right. Thank you, all the callers.